sacks in to hold them open. He had a big scoop, and he'd scoop that stuff in there. And he had a pretty big pestle, too. And he'd pack those seeds in that sack.
What's that, pestle?
Wooden pestle. It just made it, you know, kind of big on one end and run up to a handle. Pack it in there with that.
Good-looking cigar.
Well, it's about as cheap as I can get.
What do you smoke, usually?
What I'm smoking now, that's a King Edward.
Have you always smoked?
No, I tell you the truth, I never smoked any till I was about 30-some-odd years old.
Well, I think that's an exaggeration.
Oh, I don't mean to say I didn't know. When I was in the Navy, I'd get a cigarette once in a while and try to smoke them, but I never did get the habit of smoking cigarettes. I'd chew a little tobacco. I still do that. But they ruined my tobacco chewing when we cut out having fireplaces to spit in.
How'd you make a fire? Tell me about how you kept the house warm.
Well, we use wood altogether out in the country now. In the towns, in some places, they use coal. Had coal grates. But out here, we had these wide, big open fires. You've seen them open fireplaces. Of course, most of them now are artificial, but and probably piped in with gas. But my son over there has got two in his house. And flues is to burn wood. I don't know whether he's going to do it.
Yeah, he's going to find out how
much
trouble it is.
You see, in World War II, before we ever had gas heat, we got some butane in here. Out here in the country, you understand, where I live. We got butane in there. And we had the fireplaces in the house. And a good thing we did, because about the first year I had them, we had a severe cold spell and the butane froze up. It had sleet all over the ground and didn't have any wood either. And I think my son and his wife were up there, and I think they were all sick but me. I done had the flu, and I had to get out and go about a half a mile and my old barn and dig out a bunch of old trash wood and stuff and come build a fire in the fireplace. But fortunately, we had a fireplace.
Yeah. The floor of the fireplace, what'd you call that? Smoke went up through the
chimney.
It's strange to find somebody that don't know anything.
Well, did you have something you'd set the wood on?
Oh, yeah, we had andirons. And you'd get some kindling if you were starting from scratch. But when I was a young man, we had a servant. We called him a hostler, lot man. And he always came in the morning before we ever got up. I had it pretty easy in the younger days.
Yeah.
Warm the room up before I ever get out of bed. But later years, he never had anything that necessity to have them. We got to doing a little more work ourselves.